Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Newsletter. Ninja, How to Become an Author. Mailing List Expert by Tammy L. Lebreck is a practical guide for writers who want to turn an email list into a reliable marketing asset. Framed specifically for authors, the book focuses on how to attract the right subscribers, what to send them, and how to build trust without sounding like a nonstop sales pitch. Lebreck draws from the realities of indie and traditionally published careers, emphasizing that algorithms change but direct reader relationships endure. The approach is straightforward and action-oriented, breaking email marketing into manageable parts such as subscriber magnets, welcome sequences, consistent content, and list hygiene. Rather than treating newsletters as a chore, the book positions them as a long-term communication channel that can support launches, backlist discovery, and reader community. Authors looking for structure, templates, and a clearer sense of what works in publishing-oriented email marketing will find a focused roadmap here. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a reader-focused list from the ground up. A central theme is that an author mailing list is not just a pile of email addresses, but a permission-based relationship with specific readers. The book stresses starting with clear goals and a clear understanding of who the ideal subscriber is, because list growth that attracts the wrong audience leads to low engagement and poor launch results. It explores practical ways authors can invite signups across touchpoints they control, such as back matter links, author websites, social profiles, and in-person events. A major emphasis is on offering a compelling reason to subscribe, often through a reader magnet aligned with the author brand and genre expectations. The guidance encourages authors to think about relevance, ease of delivery, and a frictionless signup experience, including mobile-friendly forms and straightforward calls to action. The broader point is that sustainable growth comes from consistency and clarity rather than viral bursts. By treating the list as a long-term asset, authors can create a stable audience pipeline that supports new releases and strengthens discoverability over time. Secondly, creating irresistible opt-ins and ethical incentives. The book highlights the importance of the opt-in incentive and how it shapes subscriber quality. It frames the incentive not as a gimmick, but as a promise about the reading experience the subscriber can expect from the author. Typical approaches include exclusive short fiction, a starter library guide, a first-in-series offer, or behind-the-scenes material tailored to reader interests. The discussion focuses on matching the magnet to the author genre and brand, so subscribers arrive pre-qualified and genuinely interested. It also addresses practical considerations such as delivery methods, setting expectations about what happens after sign-up, and reducing confusion that can lead to complaints or unsubscribes. Equally important is an ethical stance. Readers should understand what they are agreeing to receive, how often, and what type of content, which helps build trust from the first interaction. The book encourages authors to test different incentives and track which ones bring engaged subscribers rather than simply more subscribers. When incentives are handled thoughtfully, they become a clean bridge from casual interest to ongoing readership and future sales. Thirdly, welcome sequences and automation that nurture trust. A major practical takeaway is using a structured onboarding flow so new subscribers do not enter the list cold. The book presents the welcome sequence as the place where an author sets expectations, delivers the promised incentive, and quickly establishes a voice and value. Rather than relying on a single confirmation email, it promotes a small series of emails that introduce the author, highlight popular books, and guide readers toward the next step, such as starting a series or joining a reader community. This is positioned as both reader-friendly and business smart because new subscribers are typically at their highest level of attention right after joining. Automation is framed as a way to deliver consistency, not to sound robotic, and the guidance encourages authors to write emails that feel personal and relevant. The book also underscores that the welcome sequence should reduce future workload by answering common questions upfront and by gently segmenting readers based on interests. Over time, a strong onboarding system can raise engagement rates, improve sales during launches, and make list management more predictable even when the author is busy writing. Fourthly, newsletter content strategy. Beyond constant selling, the book argues that the best author newsletters are built on steady value, not just announcements. It explores what to include so subscribers feel rewarded for opening emails between launches. That can mean curated recommendations, brief personal updates that reinforce the author brand, insights into the writing process, bonus scenes, or early access opportunities, all selected with the reader experience in mind. The aim is to create a repeatable content framework so authors are not reinventing the newsletter every time. It also emphasizes cadence and reliability, suggesting that consistency helps readers recognize and trust the newsletter, while erratic sending patterns can reduce open rates and increase churn. Launch emails are still important, but they work better when the list is warmed up with genuine connection. The book further encourages clarity in email structure, including strong subject lines, scannable formatting, and clear calls to action. By balancing community building with promotion, authors can maintain engagement, support word of mouth, and make each sales message feel like a natural extension of an ongoing relationship. Lastly, segmentation, metrics, and list hygiene for long-term results. Another key topic is treating the mailing list as a living system that needs maintenance. The book covers how segmentation can help authors send more relevant emails, such as separating readers by series interest, format preference, or engagement level. Relevance improves reader satisfaction and can raise click-through rates during launches. The discussion also points authors toward paying attention to metrics that matter, including opens, clicks, and unsubscribe patterns, not as vanity numbers, but as signals about reader interest and clarity. It promotes experimentation in small ways, like testing subject line styles or call-to-action placement, then adjusting based on results. List hygiene is presented as essential for deliverability, because inactive or uninterested subscribers can harm sender reputation over time. The book encourages periodic cleanup and re-engagement approaches that respect reader choice. Overall, the message is that email marketing for authors becomes easier and more profitable when it is measured, refined, and focused on serving the reader. That discipline turns a list into a durable launch tool rather than an unpredictable guessing game. In conclusion, this book is best suited for novelists and nonfiction authors who want a clear, publishing-specific guide to email marketing, especially those who feel overwhelmed by tech jargon or unsure what to send subscribers. It is also valuable for authors preparing for their first launch, rebuilding after weak sales, or transitioning from social media dependence to more stable reader relationships. The practical benefit is that it helps you create a repeatable system, attract the right readers, welcome them with intention, stay in touch without burning out, and promote books in a way that feels natural rather than pushy. That combination can improve launch performance, revive backlist sales, and reduce stress because you are no longer starting from zero every release. Compared to many general marketing books, this one is worth buying because it focuses on the realities of author branding, reader expectations, and the long game of publishing. It offers a structured approach tailored to how readers discover and follow authors, making it easier to apply quickly. If you want marketing that supports your writing career without replacing it, this is a focused, actionable investment. If you would like to support Tammy L. Lebreck, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.